Robot or not?
Okay, the last time you said something about the Matrix, and that struck me, that I don't think we've talked about it. So Mr. Smith, Agent Smith, and all the other agents in the Matrix, and are they, in the movie The Matrix, are they robots? People are living, they're in the Matrix, they're in the virtual world. These are, it's not entirely clear, are they part of the operating system of the Matrix? Are they independent entities in the Matrix? They're artificial life forms in that way, but are they robots?
No, it's like a video game. They're just characters in a video game. I mean, you can have intelligent, they could be centrally controlled. They can have little autonomous agents. They're all referred to as programs, but the bottom line is what they're made out of is nothing. What they're made out of is just a bunch of data that is interpreted by each of the minds that is in the Matrix. There's nothing there. What's actually happening is a bunch of people sitting in pods, spoilers, and a big computer somewhere, and electrical signals and synapses firing, right? That's all. Yeah. So to ask, what is Agent Smith made out of? He's not made out of anything. He's not really there. He's just a series of impulses making you think where you actually are. And then on top of that, I'm going to say that as the Matrix movies progressed and got worse, they did throw in a little bit of stuff that's bordering on magic, as in, yeah, there's the Matrix and there's technology and there's these machines taking over the Earth, and also a little bit of magic, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Keanu sticks out his hand and the big squid thing, like, stops in its tracks. What are we led to believe the mechanism for that transfer of power and force there? Like, he basically shot lightning bolts from his fingers, but not really. Like, he's like a metahuman. So,
although, is that, I mean, the spider stuff out in the real world, the squid, spider, octopus, whatever guys, those seem like they may be robots.
Maybe you have to worry about the central control thing, because it seems to be kind of more like a hive mind thing. But
are they independent entities, or are they just various tendrils of this unnamed, matrix, the matrix basically of the central computer?
Right, but as far as we're aware, they never did the double and triple thing where it's like, no, those are like, that's the real Earth, and those are real metal things with, they poke you and they'll kill you, and they've got like lasers, and that's all really happening in the physical world. And then Neo like stops them with basically what looks like magic. I mean, maybe I suppose you could say,
if they're part of the hive mind, then maybe Neo is able to, he's so connected with the Matrix at that point that he can control it.
He's not even plugged into it. He's out of it. He was like on the ground in the dirt. Like, and so, at a
like
certain
radio?
Point, you have to ask, what is the,
Matrix? Yeah,
what is the mechanism here? How is this control being conveyed? Because it's actions at a distance with no actual means of connection. Is he quantum entangled with the Matrix and somehow stopping it by, I don't know. It's very vague.
Like, seriously, watch that motorcycle car chase in The Matrix Reloaded and then just shut it off, and you got 1.5 good movies.
Yeah, there's also the fight in that. There's some good fight scenes there. Just don't think about the rest.
No.
Robot or not.